Do you know how grateful I am for you? How grateful I am for what you do for me? How grateful I am for what you do to me? I've never been able to get that from anyone else. No, really, I haven't. It's not the same with other people, because you take care of me in ways that I could never even begin to explain to other people. I know most of the time you're okay, that maybe it doesn't bother you, that you don't feel the descent quite as quickly or as intensely. But for the times you do, for the times you're about to let the doubt and the guilt and the shame win, I want you to remember this. I want you to listen to these words so you know inherently, resolutely, that you are everything I have ever needed you to be. That you are everything I had never even known I needed someone to be. First, I want to talk about these hands. I've always been a tactile person, always greedy to be touched. I need your hands on me, like I am this coveted, precious thing you need to touch in order to claim. These are hands that belong to the person who touches me with the gentlest, softest of touches. Like when you run your knuckle along the slope of my back, barely just grazing the skin, yet lighting it aflame with a spark so hot I feel it everywhere. These are hands that touch the most sensitive, intimate parts of my body and pull from it pleasure I didn't know could exist, that overwhelming joy of release. These are the hands of an alchemist. Hands that seek to inflict pain on my body so you can transmute the pain into a pleasure far past joy and directly into exquisite, raw delight. How lucky I am you've chosen me as your most prized, malleable object. Next is this mouth. Kissing this mouth is one of my favourite things. It's such a heady feeling to have your warm lips and slick tongue on my body, to feel you bite and scrape and nip, only to calm and soothe the wound a moment later. Always, always giving me the constant heady push and pull of pain and pleasure. But my favourite part of your mouth are the words that come from it. The cadence and tone constantly change with every interaction, and still they draw us closer together. It's only you that can make the most endlessly cruel words ignite me, that allow me to discover all the pieces of myself that need to exist together. It's only you who can say things to me that are so tender and desperate and caring. Allow me to explore the complexities of these conflicting statements, and yet they all say the same thing. That to you, I am all that you need. That the multitude of pieces inside me, the good one, the slut, your baby, your whore, it's all of them that I am. All of them that I need to be, and only you have been able to show me how they fit together. I know that sometimes there are pieces inside of you too, sharp-edged pieces which threaten to take over. Insidious feelings of shame and guilt from a society who doesn't understand. But I need you to know they have no place here in this space built between us. a place that exists in the spaces between our bodies or in the frisson of a shiver before our skin touches for the very first time, or in that half second of breath we take before we speak, in the memories we hold of places we've never been and things we've never done and yet have experienced them together in some way. There is no room for guilt or shame here, because every little bit of space has been taken up by the enormity of our shared experience, of our affection for each other. Do you know what I see when I stand in front of the mirror and examine the deep red marks across my ass and thighs? When I brush my fingers over the soft, reddish-purple bruises over my body and hiss in delight at the indentations of your teeth on my inner thigh? When I remember the words reverently whispered against my ear or spat in my face? Do you know what I see and hear in these moments and phrases that sometimes cause you to feel guilt and shame? I see evidence of your self-control. I see the way you wield the responsibility I've gifted you. I see the conscientious way you make sure to know just how much I can take, just how far you can push me, and just how good it will feel when I finally fall. These tears you wipe away from my face are evidence that you've brought me to the place where my body is releasing so many happy chemicals that crying becomes as necessary as breathing. It becomes as involuntary as the orgasms you've just wrung out of me. And yet, every once in a while, you still look at me like that. Yes, that look. Like you still might not believe me. Like I don't know that the words, but what does it say about me, float in and out of your mind? It shows how much you care for me, how far you are willing to go to bring me to the place I want to go, the place I need to be, to the place we found together.